This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Super quick analogy that I want to share with you for those of you who are like, yeah, but I can be all types, and I really want to be all types, and I want to show the buyers that I can be all types. Let me talk to you about why that may not be such a good idea. Let's say you are hiring a bunch of workers to do some work on your house. You're doing a total renovation. Personally, I'm addicted to the HGTV, that channel that goes through and like talks about buying houses and redoing houses and working on it. Oh my God, I freaking love that whole channel. So, all right, let's say you've decided you're going to do a top to bottom redo of a home that you've bought because it's got some issues and it's, you know, you want it done over. Great. Good for you. You hire a contractor to come in and he shows up with his clipboard and measuring tape and level and things like that. And he's basically going through and assessing what needs to be done. And he goes through and says, okay, it looks like you need this and maybe new pipes over here. And oh, you want new flooring in your kitchen? Okay, great. And you want, oh, a new tub in the bathroom. We should run new pipes over here. You want solar panels on your roof? Oh, but first we need to redo the roof because you've got some shingles that aren't such good shape. Oh, and you know what? Your landscaping needs redoing. You want to bring in a whole new garden element over here. And then we're putting in a pool. Okay, so then there's that whole, you know, dig the hole, create the pool, get the piping system in for that. And I have no idea what all is involved with that. But then there's also, you know, the cement, because we have to redo your driveway because we're probably going to break it as we bring in all the equipment to the backyard to take care of the putting in the pool and the blah, da, 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 da. Okay. So there's just a ton of stuff that needs to be done. From drywall to flooring to the pipes to the electrical wiring. I mean, like, let's just say there's everything. Now, if that same contractor comes in and says, you know what, actually, I can do this and I can lay your tile here and I can put in your new sink over here and I can do the plumbing over there. I can do the drywall here. I can do your roof and your solar. I can also do your landscaping and install your pool and get it completely running with the piping system, you know, for the water to come in and whatever the pool's involved. And I can also take care of your new driveway. And while I'm at it, build your mailbox. You would be so quick to say, you know what, I'm good, thank you, and find somebody else, because you want specialists. You want someone, when it comes to rewiring your house, you want someone who does nothing but rewire houses every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. When it comes to your plumbing, you want someone who lives, sleeps, breathes, eats plumbing. When it comes to laying down tile in your kitchen, you want someone who specializes in tile, who knows how to measure, how to lay it in such a way that it's not going to buckle. You don't want someone who's a hobbyist. You want someone who's a professional in that area. And that means you want a specialist. There's this quote that started running around the internet like crazy a couple years ago, and a lot of artists love sharing it. It's specialization is for insects. You don't want to be a specialist if you're an artist. Yes and no. If you want to be an artist who gets known for doing something really well, you gotta specialize. Yes, eventually you can show them all the things you can do, because of course you can do everything. You're an artist. Perfect example. I write for actors. I've been writing for actors since 1999, weekly. Like, I seriously have been writing for actors longer than I've been doing any one thing, probably other than teaching, my entire life. Teaching definitely much longer. And someday I'll share the story about my first experiences teaching and how I've actually been a teacher, like for hire. Like, I actually worked as a teacher, not just as a sub. Like, I was employed as a teacher. That's probably my bigger thing. Not the point. What my brand says I am is a writer for actors, right? Like, I write for actors. Of course I can write for other populations. Of course I can write about other things. But I'm only given the opportunity to do so now that I'm known as someone who can write for actors. You will get the opportunities to show all the things you can do once you teach the buyers that there's low risk in hiring you the first time. And the way you do that is by showing them that your specialty is something you can do with your eyes closed. Your bullseye is something they would be crazy not to hire you to do. So there's great power in actually teaching the industry what your specialty is. And eventually you will get the opportunity to do those other things that you love doing in acting class, the things that you crave doing because you're good at them too. It's just that you can't lead like this. As soon as you come toward a buyer saying, I can do this and 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 this, all you do is make them go, anybody else. I will hire anybody else because that person right there is desperate, and desperate ain't castable, baby. So promise you, if you get really clear on your specialty, teach the buyers that it is safe to hire you doing that thing, you will sooner get the opportunity to do the other 10 things that you really want to do. But if you keep insisting on coming at people like this, in addition to not getting cast, you're not building a brand. And building a brand is what career professionals have to do. And if you actually think you're in this for the next 5 decades, 6 decades, 7 decades, in some cases 8 decades, you're going to have to find a way to build your brand and to teach the buyers what your brand is so that they can get to casting you right away. Then you'll have opportunities to do the other things sooner, I promise you. Let's get ninja.
As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.